Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Swami Sri Bhaktivedanta, Prabhupadaya Te Namaha, Gurvigam Shirasi Dritva, Shaktya Vesha Sarupine, Hare Krishneti Mantrena Paschatya Prachatarine Vishvacharya Prabharya Divya Karunya Mortaye Sri Bhagavat Madhurya Gita Jnana Pradayane Gaura Sri Rupa Siddhanta Saraswati Nishevane Radha Krishna Padamboja Bringaya Gurave Namaha. We are observing the disappearance of His Divine Grace, Om Nityalila Pravishta Om Paramahansa, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. Founder Acharya of that great worldwide mission for preaching Krishna consciousness, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The author of countless books. He translated Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, all of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and under his direction, all of these books were beautifully produced, illustrated, and distributed, not in the hundreds or thousands or even hundreds of thousands, but in millions of copies. And still they're being printed and distributed today. Therefore, he is the author of countless books, because we cannot count how many are being printed and distributed. This was a unique contribution of his. Srila Sridhar Maharaj pointed out to us what is his characteristic. He is Shaktivesh avatar of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, special delegation of the potency of Sriman Nityananda Prabhu, who was sent by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Bengal to preach where there was so much distortion of the Vedic culture. Navadvip had become populated by Smartas and Sahajiyas, and they are propagating their idea in the name of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, but actually it was not that. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they did their best to rout those conceptions from the Dham of Navadvip and Mayapur to remove those bogus conceptions of Krishna consciousness. Also in Vrindavan, in Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he, following in the line of his Guru Maharaj, he did the same thing. Srila Sridhar Maharaj remarked, Srila Govinda Maharaj remarked to one of my friends, Shruta Shrava Prabhu, that you are very fortunate that you have seen the preaching style of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And how did we see that preaching style? Because we have seen the preaching style of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And Srila Saraswati Thakur's preaching style, Prabhupada told us, he was known as the axe guru. Or something like that. Chopping guru, chopping style, axe style of preaching, cutting and slashing through Maya, wherever it presented itself or herself. Removing Kali, as we mentioned the other day, he decided he would make one of his main motts in Kolkata, who Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj identified as Kalistan, the seat or the place, the city of Kali. And again, we can say, following in the footsteps of his guru, Srila Saraswati Thakur, Swami Maharaj did the same. He saw New York City as his target. And not just because it was the seat of Kali, but because it was one of the most famous and noteworthy cities in the world, a big financial center, big printing center, center of varied populations, people from all over the world coming to the United States, and their port of disembarkation, their port of entrance for many of them. For many, many years has been New York City. So there's much opportunity there. Srila Swami Maharaj saw a great opportunity for preaching the cult, as he called it, the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he thought if he could do that in New York City, then that would be example, and if he could establish his mission there, then the rest of the world would follow, just as they follow so many things that come from New York. The last time the last time I saw His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada was in New York. Actually, I think it was the last time I saw him. He was there in, I think, August of 1976 for the Rath Yatra festival. He was visiting some of his temples here in the Northeast, Washington, D.C. I took Gayatri initiation from him when he was visiting in Washington, D.C. He briefly took a short day trip to Baltimore to see the deities and the devotees in the temple there. Then he went to New York and I went to Philadelphia. There was a Rath Yatra in Philadelphia, and I came for that Rath Yatra to join with that and to distribute books there during the parade, and then went to New York City. And as was his custom, Srila Prabhupada gave lectures every morning, and by his grace, I got the privilege of attending those lectures. And a little seva also to use the peacock fan to fan His Divine Grace.
And why was the peacock fan used? Why is that man using a peacock? Because it's hot.
Very good, Leela Sundri. Very good.
Because it's hot.
Yes, because it's hot. Very excellent. So, Prabhupada was very, very proud of this event. The word pride, we're not using so much in the relation to the Vaishnavas, but sometimes we see pride as a transcendental symptom, actually. Nothing is missing from the personality of the Vaishnava. Everything he has, happiness, anger, ego, pride, humor, sentiment. He is not lacking emotion or personality of any sort. That is, anyway, so obviously as events unfolded, as the Rath Yatra was preparations were getting underway, I met Drishtadyumna Maharaj, one of Prabhupada's sannyasis, was there, and with the Radha Damodar traveling Sankirtan party, book distribution party, and they had several buses that they had outfitted as traveling temples to use for going out, like the mothership. The bus was the mothership, and usually several vans, three, four, maybe more vans would accompany the buses, and they would, each bus would go to some different place, go some different direction around the United States, and that would be the home for the devotees. That was the temple and the kitchen, and so the cooking of Boga for the deities. They had deities. One of the buses had, by which the party got its name, Radha Damodar, had the deities of Radha Damodar. The other buses had the deities of Gornitai. And so with their traveling temples and their traveling kitchens, they had preaching programs at colleges and universities and different places, and in campgrounds they stayed together, and all group of each bus had a sannyasi as the leader, and so many brahmacharis working under his direction for distributing books. Tamal Krishna Goswami was the overall leader of that. One of my friends, Brahma Das, he was one of the bus leaders. Wasn't a sannyasi, but he was a bus leader. Another friend of mine, his name was Janardhan, not Janardhan Maharaj, but Janardhan Brahmachari. And he was one of the bus leaders. Drishtadyumna Maharaj, one of the bus leaders. A few others, I don't recall their names right now. But it was a very successful program, and they were considered like one temple, and so all of them combined were usually in competition with a big temple like New York or Los Angeles to see who would be the, of the large temples, who would be the number one book distributor for the week, for the month, for the year, or whatever it was. There was a big competition like this for distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. And because of that, so many books were distributed. So many books. Back to Godhead magazines, small books, big books. So unbelievable numbers of books. Never seen before in the history of recorded Vaishnavism, any history that we're familiar with, nothing like this ever been accomplished before. Hundreds of thousands, then millions of books, millions of Back to Godhead magazines. And it was a competition. Prabhupada like to think of it as a transcendental competition. We also thought of it as a transcendental competition. Who could distribute the most books? Who would distribute the most magazines? We as brahmacharis were in competition with each other, competition with anyone who was distributing books. Ladies were also distributing books. Some were distributing in the airports. I did a lot of my book distribution in parking lots and from stoplights at intersections, traffic intersections, shopping malls, amusement parks, so many rock concerts, so many different things like that. And that was typical. Some, a little more specialized, spent almost all of their time in distributing in airports, and I also got the chance to do that, and was very successful in doing that by Prabhupada's grace. And so there were a wonderful spirit of transcendental competition that Srila Prabhupada encouraged and provoked. He pushed the devotees to distribute more and more books. And as is the nature of a competition, when there's competition, then sometimes things can get a little out of hand because each person trying to outdo the other. And sometimes it goes too far, and sometimes it went a little too far. And but not much, not and generally not. But it was extremely successful, and as a result of that competition, and also some complaints came to Srila Prabhupada, and maybe many, not a few, but from time to time, some complaints. This book distributor is doing this, or this collector is doing something, and whatever. And Prabhupada is listening. Most of the complaints are, you know, more or less the same. That someone is being too heavy, someone is being too pushy, someone is going beyond the bounds of social etiquette or something like that. Prabhupada's response every time, I heard many of his responses, and everyone that I heard was always in favor of the book distributor. Never in favor of the one making the complaint. And one of the things he said was that every salesman has his technique. Now, you may not agree with the technique, but it's necessary. If you're going to sell something, then you'll have some technique. And if you're going to sell a lot of something, then your technique has to be to convince others to take as, you know, make as, you have to convince people so you make as many sales as possible. And Srila Prabhupada said, One complaint was of this type, that we are forcing people to take our books. We should not force people. If they want to take them, then fine, they can buy our book. You can sit there with a table, and they can, anyone sees the book, wants to buy it, they can come and buy it. But Prabhupada was not in favor of that, and he objected to that idea. They are being forced. How are they being forced? They are taking voluntarily. He said, but yes, they are, but they see the determination of our devotees and they cannot resist that. So they're being forced by purities. Purity is the force. The purity of the devotees who are going with heart and soul to fulfill the order of their guru. They know that Srila Swami Maharaj, this is what he wants, that he will be satisfied by this service. And to fulfill that, to satisfy him, and they are doing that service, and they are doing that as much as possible. So so many books printed and so many books distributed. It's one thing to say so many books were printed, but they were not just printed, they were also distributed. And I marvel to see that this Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, part one, I was looking at the copyrights. 1970, the copyright 1978, something like the fifth edition. And by that time, there were only 10,000 short of printing 1 million copies of the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, part one. 990,000 copies in print in 1978. Now, I don't know what happened between 1978 and 1989, except that certainly all of those 990,000 must have been distributed, because in 1989, another 100,000 were printed. So I wouldn't be surprised if there were many editions in between that also, 50, 25, whatever, 1,000 copies also printed. That's Srimad Bhagavatam. But Bhagavad Gita is the principal book that was being distributed. And how many millions of Bhagavad Gitas were distributed? And still they're being distributed. So Prabhupada urged that, pushed that, and because of that, then his name and the name of Krishna became known all over the world. Bhagavad Gita became known all over the world. Chaitanya Charitamrita became known all over the world. Srimad Bhagavatam became known all over the world. Yes. So many. Back to Godhead magazine became known, famous all over the world. Because of one devotee empowered by Nityananda Prabhu to do this miraculous work. And also, I was very surprised to see, last night I was reading some letters of Srila Prabhupada and came across some legal documents which was discussing the formation of the Governing Body Commission. And Prabhupada was listing 12 members of the governing body that he would appoint the first 12, and then after that the temple presidents would elect the other members of the governing body, GBC, he wanted it called. So Prabhupada said from 1965 to 1960, 1 year, he was unable to do anything. But 1966, he established ISKCON. He incorporated ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Somehow, miraculously, in this document, he describes that there are now 34 centers around the world. In 1970, from 1966 to 1970, and now 34 centers around the world.
34 centers in 1966, ISKCON made.
Incorporated. 1970. 4 years later, 34 centers.
34 centers.
And Prabhupada was worried that he might pass away, and he wanted to give some direction to his disciples how to carry on the mission in his absence. And so he made this governing body composed of 12 members. and directed them to see to if any property was purchased, and it should, you know, be come under the under their control and so forth, different things like that, so that his society would continue after his disappearance. Fortunately, his disappearance did not come any time soon, as he seemed to think it might. It was too soon for us. It came 7 years later, and by that time ISKCON had grown even larger, from 34 temples to over 100, by some count 108, around the world, and virtually every major country, every so many minor countries of the world, has books published in so many different languages around the world. And just truly a very astonishing feat. So by 1976, Prabhupada had much to be proud of. And those of his godbrothers who appreciated him, like Srila Sridhar Maharaj, they were also very proud of their Swami Maharaj. He and Srila Govinda Maharaj, very happy to see this miraculous accomplishment. And Srila Prabhupada liked to take some advice from Srila Sridhar Maharaj also. And around this time that I spoke of earlier, 1970, I'm not sure exactly, maybe it was actually before that, Prabhupada had a heart attack. And he thought he wouldn't survive that. He thought perhaps he would. His heart was not good, and that he may pass away before too long. He sent a letter to Srila Govinda Maharaj to present to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and to mention to Srila Sridhar Maharaj that this is my situation. I don't know how much longer I may live, and I am thinking that to return to Vrindavan. And I'll spend my last days there. If he had done that, we don't know how different things might have been. Certainly something would be different. But he did not do that. Srila Prabhupada did not do that. He did not go to Vrindavan to spend his last days. Spent his last days preaching. He stayed in America, in the West, as Srila Sridhar Maharaj suggested that he do. Srila Sridhar Maharaj told him that Guru Maharaj has given the West to you as your preaching field. If you die there, Vrindavan is always living with you, then you will die in Vrindavan. But he didn't die. And he used every moment to continue the work of his guru. Preaching, encouraging, chastising his disciples, pushing, cajoling, motivating us to be his arms and legs, delegating his power and his authority and his leadership to so many. And through them, then the unwashed masses like myself served. Believing that if we served those leaders that Swami Maharaj chose for us, that it was non-different from serving him. And that's, we had reason to believe that because that's what he told us to believe and to accept. So we did. And we got much benefit from that. And I think it's fair to say that I am here today, sitting in this chair, speaking because of that. I told Gokulananda one time that I had asked Govinda Maharaj a question because I was wondering about something he said. So he said, I have many gurus. Srila Govinda Maharaj said this, I have many gurus. But he punctuated that by saying, but I have only one master. I have one master. And I thought about that idea a long time. Still, I think about it sometimes. Cannot really understand the difference so clearly. What is the difference? I have something I understand, but many gurus, but one master. My gurus are my master, so I don't know exactly that difference so clearly, perhaps. But I resolved it for me in this way, that I have many gurus, but I have one father. And as Srila Govinda Maharaj said, my father is my father. He may be big or he may be small, but he is my father. And that is enough for me. So that is my situation, is like that. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj said one time, he was very happy to hear from one of Srila Swami Maharaj's disciples that he was speaking about Vipralamba Seva. This is the best service is in separation. Service. Service and separation. This is the real test for the disciple. Your guru, your master, your father is here, and you are living in his house or under his care and protection, and he is guiding you, and you are serving him under that guidance. But what you have learned, what he has taught, what he has trained you, how he has trained you to live, to act, to work, to behave, what he has taught you to think, to preach, etc. That we will see what you have understood, not in his presence so much, but in his absence. When he is gone, then will you remain true to the direction he has given? Will you follow that, or will you go in some other way, your own way, or some modified way? Not directly or not so specifically his way, but some different little modification. Srila Swami Maharaj said many times something like this, that I have no credit. If you think there is any credit due to me, it is only that I am following my Guru Maharaj. Other than that, I have no credit. Oh, that is for us to follow. That is very good to always consider. Number one instruction for us. You are chased to your guru or not. And how much, you know, everything comes in degrees, and so 100% chase, 90%, 15%, 20%. Mostly, everyone will be chased to some degree. That is to be expected. But 100%, very difficult to find. But 100% is the target. That's the goal. And we should always keep that goal foremost in our thinking. And if we can do that, then we will be followers of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Sridhar Maharaj was speaking to some of us disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and suggested how we may be known as his followers. He said, Prabhupada Anuga. That would be a good way to be known. Prabhupada Anuga. You are the followers of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta. Swami Prabhupada. So, by his grace, it is possible. We pray that he will be merciful to us and guide us and bless us. Reference may be someday that may be someday used in our connection. Hare Krishna. There's one other thing that I must mention. Prabhupada had so much faith in. And it was also very clear in his preaching. Clear in every, almost, seems like almost every talk he gave. He had faith in the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. If you will just chant this mantra, then you will get everything. The mantra will supply everything. So you can, whatever position you're in, chant the Hare Krishna Maha mantra. And you will get elevated. Very quickly you will make spiritual progress. If you can join with us, you join with our group, we Hare Krishna people, chant with us in Sankirtan, chanting together. That is very good. If you don't have that chance, you chant the mantra somehow or other anyway. You chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And you will get liberation and so much more. Everything that you want, you will get. You want liberation from the sufferings of material life, you will get that. But what you can't understand that you will get, that you will also get. Krishna prema. What that means, what that is, you don't know. But something very high thing. That also you will get. So, chant this Hare Krishna mantra. And chant and be happy. Very good. He had so much faith in that. Jai. Jai Nityalila Prishnahom Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Varya Ashtotara Satta Shishimad Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Nityalila Prishnahom Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Varya Ashtotara Sapta Shri Srimad Shilesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Tiro Bhav Maha Mahotsavaki Jai. Srila Prabhupada's disappearance festival ki jai. Jai Shilesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Bhagavan Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Srila Bhakti Rakak Shriradev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Sad Goswami Prabhu's Ki Jai. Jai Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Gangamayi Ki Jai. Yamunamayi Ki Jai. Vrindavan Turidam Ki Jai. Mayapur, Navadweep Dham Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai,
Jai
Shilesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nittai Gaur Premanande Haribo, Nittai Gaur Haribo, Nittai Gaur Haribo, Nittai Gaur Haribo.